IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning, one and all. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and of course, our Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and also Tall Grass Motors. On the telephone, we have Barbara with us. We've got a big concert coming up at the Constantine Theater in Pawhuska, do we not?
Oh, absolutely we do. We're so excited about it. The Kyle Dillingham Roundup, starring Kyle Dillingham and Horseshoe Road, is going to be performing on December 27th and 28th. They're going to be giving two shows a day at 3 o'clock and at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's going to be an awesome concert. The concert is just an hour long. So it's just kind of a great activity the weekend after Christmas. You've got family in, you need to get out and need an activity to do. Well, run over to Pawhuska and take in the concert.
Now, Kyle is pretty darn popular around here. In fact, I guess he was recently performing for our judge, who's now a state justice, at a special request here recently.
Yes, he was. He played at the reception for Judge Kane when he was sworn into the Oklahoma Supreme Court down in Oklahoma City. He also just returned. Kyle and the Horseshoe Road Band were invited to play at the Smithsonian. So
wow.
They were, 2 weekends ago, were at in Washington, D.C., playing at the Smithsonian.
Now, Kyle's been around a little bit. He's been playing. I understand he started off when he was a youngster playing the violin, I guess before he was 9. And before he even got out of high school, I understand that Kyle played at the Grand Ole Opry a couple of times.
He has. And he is probably one of the finest fiddle players in the world. He's just very amazing, and his band members are equally as talented. I think this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to have someone of this caliber to be performing in Pawhuska and in this area.
Now, this is going to be a great set of shows. You have two shows once again on Friday, December 27th at 3 and 7 p.m., and then the very next day, Saturday, December 28th at 3 and 7 p.m. at the Constantine. And what are the prices for the tickets?
The tickets are $24. You can get them at Pierce Arrow Clothing and Accessories at 517 Cajica. Or you can go online to visit theosage.com and click on the link to buy tickets there. Or you can go on to Kyle's website, horseshoeroad.net, and click on the calendar. So there's lots of opportunities. You can get them now, or you can get them even at the door. We are really hoping to do more than just bring a concert this next weekend. This is the start of what we would like to see: regular, high quality entertainment of all kinds coming to Pawhuska and performing in the historic Constantine Theater.
And what a way to kick off this initiative with one of the finest in the world today, Kyle Dillingham. That is in Oklahoma's own, I might add, too.
Yes. He grew up in Enid and went to school at Oklahoma City University and lives in Edmond now. And we're just delighted that we have this type of talent here in Oklahoma. He's one of our own, and his manager is Jim Halsey in Tulsa. And of course, Jim Halsey is a legend in his own time, in the music industry. He's managed everyone from Roy Clark to Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah. And the Oak Ridge Boys in between. Roy Clark, a very talented fiddle player himself. I got to see Jim Halsey recently up in Independence, Kansas from, that's his hometown. And they just got done naming the Memorial Hall after Mr. Halsey. So Mr. Halsey, he knows talent when he sees it. And I think he's probably represented a little over 30 country music Hall of Fame entertainers in his life and time. So I think he knows talent when he sees somebody like Mr. Kyle Dillingham, that's for sure.
Absolutely. He does know talent, and he thinks that Kyle is the bomb.
So, to say the least.
I trust his experience and his knowledge in knowing that this is the real deal here.
Oh, indeed. Hey, can you tell us a little bit about the Constantine Theater for folks who may not have ever been to Pawhuska and they're hearing about this concert and they maybe just want to get a feel for the history that the Constantine Theater brings?
Oh, absolutely. So the Constantine Theater actually was built in 1880. It was the Pawhuska House Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1911, Mr. Constantine, who was a Greek immigrant, he purchased the building and turned it into the theater. And he had just a wonderful vision for bringing in high-quality entertainment, which he did. He brought in stars from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City.
Wow.
He had everything from a small circus to boxing matches to opera stars performing in the Constantine Theater. And in 1970, it closed, but in 1987, a group of citizens reopened it and refurbished it and have brought it back to life. And so now that we have so much going on in Pawhuska with our tourism, we just felt like this was a piece of the puzzle that had to come back full circle and start becoming a vibrant piece of our our tourism and our entertainment in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. So we are excited to death to get this started again.
Well, I tell you, Pawhuska is really on the boom. Ever since, we've had the TV show and everything else, and the Drummonds have done a great job. Other people have stepped up, too. There are tour buses every day in Pawhuska, and this is another way to keep folks in town maybe a day longer. And I understand we're even getting some hotels, talk of hotels anyway, getting those set and ready to go in order to keep folks in Pawhuska for another day. Little heads in the beds, a little reason to shop and just maybe stay in touch with the community.
Oh, and let me tell you, of course, we have the Frontier Hotel that is in the historic Triangle Building, which was extremely exciting.
Mm-hmm.
To see that building brought back to life. And we have so many Airbnbs. We have brand new Airbnbs being built every single day, and they are lovely. We have like the farmhouse relatively near the prairie, which is just fabulous. It looks like something Kip and Joanna Gaines built for us. And we just have lots of them. And so there's plenty of places to stay, lots of good food to eat. Like I said, this is going to be something that people will have an option to do in the evening when they're staying. And our shops are we've had wonderful shops spring up with great merchandise, unique gifts, and clothing available. So we are just having a blast in Pawhuska, refurbishing our town. I mean, it's not often that you get the opportunity to bring a smaller rural town back to life, but we certainly have given an amazing opportunity here And everyone's working very hard to make the most of that.
And it shows. It shows. We've only been in the area less than a year, but we've been over to Pawhuska a handful of times. And every time we go over, there's something a little bit newer. One thing that I like is the bustling downtown. You go there on a weekday or a Saturday, and goodness sakes alive, you've got just so many people walking up and down the sidewalk, shopping the shops and everything. And it's really nice to see this beautiful town exude so much vibrance and vitality.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We've got the new Ben Johnson Museum. We've got the Osage Nation Museum. We've got the Osage County Historical Museum. We just are building every day. And there's just going to be a lot of things coming down the pipe, you know, in the next year or two as well.
Now, we're looking forward to that, but it seems like every day we hear something new coming about. And, of course, the Constantine Theater, bringing that thing back to life and making that what it was and what it will be has got to be breathtaking.
Oh, it is. It is. It's very breathtaking. And, you know, we just have a lot of,
we've got amazing history, amazing architecture, just lots of things.
You got a lot of things. Welcome to the studio, by the way. Barbara, thank you. Just so the folks know how hard we try to get a hold of Barbara here in order to make this interview possible, we pulled her out of traffic and fog and whatnot in order to get her here. How's she doing with your travel?
Oh, good. I've made it safe and sound. It was amazing. It was an interesting drive this morning.
Well, goodness sakes. Well, we're glad you made it nice and safe and everything. But we were talking about all the good things happening in Pawhuska and, of course, the Constantine Theater being a nice jewel to have the foresight of folks a few years back to bring that back to life. That's something else.
Oh, yes. And I think there's going to be even more done to it as we move forward with music shows and different entertainment. Mm-hmm. The Osage Ballet and we have a ballet company in Pawhuska that's all children, and they do an absolutely amazing job. And very impressive, and they're only getting bigger and better. And I think that, you know, they perform at the Constantine, and I think that we're just going to be adding and building to this and refurbishing even more on the theater. It's just a jewel deposited out here on the prairie that's been sleeping for a long time, and we're going to just continue to upgrade and make it better and better.
Now, we've got Kyle Dillingham's Roundup in Pawhuska, the 27th, 3 and 7. Those two shows on one day, and then we're going to turn right around and do it again on Saturday, the 28th at 3 and 7 p.m. And the tickets are $24.
Yes, tickets are $24. You can get them online or in town. Or at the door of the Constantine Theater. The Constantine Theater is right there on Main Street. It's just right across the street from the Triangle Building, and you can't miss the Triangle Building. And so you can pick the tickets up there, and I just promise you, no one will be disappointed in this show. Mm-hmm. No one.
Look what we got. Coming up here in a little bit, I'm going to give folks a chance to actually win some tickets on these, but we'd sure like for you to buy them. So if you want to take a gamble with me, that's fine. But your best bet is to purchase those tickets today, right?
That's right.
That way you're guaranteed a seat.
That's right. And someday you'll say, oh, my gosh, I knew Kyle Dillingham when he played in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. And, you know, he's already world famous, though. He has toured the world. I think he's performed in over 41 countries.
Yes, and he's played for several heads of state, presidents, kings, and things like that. So,
yes.
So this is really going to be a great thing. You know, one thing that I've noticed every time we've gone to Pawhuska, one, the Mercantile seems to get bigger. She's always adding on. And then there are new restaurants or other restaurants, I guess, that are popping up or at least coming to my attention there, too. So there are plenty of places to get a good meal, to get your get yourself recharged so you can go out there and use that charge card again when you're shopping.
I tell you, you know, we've got Grill 125, we've got the Mercantile, we've got P-Town Pizza, and we've got a new food trailer that is called Whiz Bang. That is, oh my gosh, so delicious. The food there is wonderful. we've got some, we've got Mexican, Italian, American, you name it. The shops, now, if you have any Christmas money that's burning a hole in your pocket, this would be a great time to come because all the stores are going to be having incredible sales, mm-hmm. incredible sales. And we have some very nice stores in Pawhuska now. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot to do this next weekend. So like I said, if you've got family in and you kind of need something to do to entertain them, we're a great little day trip to come over and just
see what you can see.
That's right. So go out and see the buffalo on the Tallgrass Prairie or come to the music show, do some shopping.
If you get really bored, go out to the Sway Bridge.
That's right. That swinging bridge. If you're afraid of heights, that may not be your cup of tea. But the kids all love it, and they absolutely love to jump on it. Which I
wouldn't recommend that.
I had my way. I like to head back to the bank, get off the bridge when they start doing that. That's not my deal. But the kids love it, so that's a good idea. Good activity for the wiggle worms in your family.
But the Constantine Theater is what we're concentrating on today. Don't forget Friday the 27th, 3 and 7, and Saturday the 28th, 3 and 7. It is the world-famous Kyle Dillingham and his roundup in Pawhuska. Tickets are only $24. You can get them online, correct?
Yes, you can get them online. You can go to PierceArrowEntertainment.com. Mm-hmm. You can go to VisitTheOsage.com, or you can go to HorseshoeRoad.net and click on Kyle's calendar, and it will. All these sites have links that you just click on it, and you just choose which show you want to go to, and click on that, and you're in business.
I want to thank you very much for, first of all, your Herculean effort to get here today, and also for introducing us to Mr. Dillingham and his music, and, of course, the invitation to Pawhuska in general. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. We're excited to share with you all.
Yeah, we've got to have you on a little bit more often. Right now it is 8:51. We've got more to come, and this has been our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore Kneecap Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors on K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
I have good news for you from Fellowship Wesleyan Church. I recently heard a story of a woman who was out Christmas shopping with her two children. After many hours of looking at row after row of toys and everything else imaginable and hearing her children asking for everything they saw on those many shelves, she and the kids finally made it to the elevator. She was feeling what so many of us feel during the holiday season: overwhelming pressure to go to every party, every housewarming, taste all the holiday food and treats, buy that perfect gift for every single person on our shopping list, making sure we don't forget anyone on our card list, and on and on. Finally, the elevator doors opened, and there was already a crowd in the car. She pushed her way in and dragged her two kids in with her and all the bags of stuff. When the doors closed, she couldn't take it anymore and stated, "Whoever started this whole Christmas thing should be found, strung up, and shot." From the back of the car, everyone heard a quiet, calm voice respond, "Don't worry, we already crucified him." For the rest of the trip down the elevator, it was so quiet you could have heard a pin drop. Don't